Remember, this is an hour that is aimed at helping YOU, the Good Day program focused on your health, amazingly called Good Day Health. And in this hour, we find specialist Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, been on the air with me for years. If you'd like to listen to podcasts of Good Day Health, go to blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. That's all you have to do. Podcasts of Good Day Health at Blog Talk Radio, all one word, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. Dr. Ken is here to go through a lot of the medical news this week, some of the things that may most affect you either now or in the future. I almost said, Ken, in the hereafter. And that's what happens. You don't pay attention to Ken. This stuff will only do you good in the hereafter. It won't do you any good here. How about that for getting to the heart of the matter? Ken is the cardiologist. Speaking of heart of the matter, let's talk about this study in the European Journal that focuses on what happens after you have pneumonia. This is something, listen very carefully. Pneumonia is a much bigger problem than people think. It kills more people, actually, doesn't it? When you get right down to it, people die of pneumonia in huge numbers.
Yeah, especially elderly.
Yeah.
It often is, unfortunately, the final event. But this is important for all of us to know about for prevention, because many much younger people have infections of the lungs. They survive them, and they think, you know, they're, as they say, out of the woods, but they're not. There's also an infection called sepsis. This is a very serious infection where the bugs get into the blood. Mm. Often the blood pressure drops, and you need often antibiotics in the veins, serious infection. And the news this week is that adults who are admitted to the hospital, Doug, as a result of sepsis or pneumonia, that's a lung infection, may be at significantly higher risk of cardiovascular disease. That's disease affecting the heart or the circulation for at least 5 years after the infection.
Wow.
The risk of the cardiovascular disease is around six times higher in the year following hospitalization for pneumonia or sepsis, while cardiovascular disease risk begins to fall after 1 year. However, it remains increased for more than 5 years after the infection. This association may be due to the persistent systemic inflammation that occurs with severe infection, and statin therapy, which lowers inflammation in the circulation, is going to be investigated as a preventive strategy in future research.
All right, let's get an understanding of that, because when I hear statins, there's a conflict in my mind, and we've talked in the last, two, 3 weeks about statins and the concern. I know you are very pro-statins.
In the right context.
In the right
circumstances. Not in the drinking water.
Right. Yes. Okay. So let's move to another story that sort of is related to what you're just talking about here. For those who are considering not taking their drugs, their meds, their statins, if you have had a stroke and you don't stay on this, you're cruising for a bruising. I'm not a statin fan, but once I understand the benefits, because you've done a great job over the years explaining, and certainly you're more of an expert than am I, because of the fact you've been trained and you're one of the country's foremost cardiologists. But this would seem to be nothing but common sense.
Well,
had one stroke, and the doctor says go on statins, and you stop. What are you, nuts?
Well, the key is there's a lot of statin propaganda out there on the internet. If you read it, you're going to get scared. But
pro and con, right?
Well, yes, but the problem is when you read on the internet, it will only talk to you about the risk of taking it. And what you can't figure out reading, and only can you figure this out by talking to an experienced physician is what's your risk of not taking the statin?
Yeah.
And that's what's key, comparing your risk of not taking the statin versus the risk of taking the statin. And the key, also bit of background information is that cardiologists predominantly use statins not to lower cholesterol, but to lower inflammation in the circulation.
Is that why you use it?
I use it for both reasons, but especially for lowering inflammation to stabilize plaque in the circulation to both the heart and the brain. And it's the rupture of the plaque that causes the heart attack in the circulation to the heart. And the brain attack, the stroke, about three quarters are due to ruptured plaque. Some are due to clots in the circulation, but much are due to ruptured plaque also in the circulation to the brain. So I use these statins predominantly to stabilize plaque in the circulation, but also to lower cholesterol. And if you don't have plaque in the circulation, then rarely do we recommend that you take these unless you have very, very high cholesterol.
Very high cholesterol. All right. Well, what percentage
but
of
we,
your...
We didn't, we, look, if I can just mention the story that you were that you were talking about.
Now that we go back to why I brought it up in the first place. Yeah, right.
Journal of the American Heart Association this week, Doug, that nearly 800,000 people in America have a stroke each year, including 610,000 who have a stroke for the first time. This week, the news is that stopping cholesterol-lowering drugs soon after a stroke may increase the risk of a second stroke. People who stop taking statin drugs within 3 to 6 months after a stroke, they're a whopping 42% more likely to have another stroke within a year compared to people who kept taking their medication. These findings suggest, Doug, that providers and atherosclerotic stroke patients should not discontinue statin therapy unless there is a highly compelling reason for doing so.
All right. So I've told you the story sort of piecemeal about my father. Let me tell this story for a moment, if you don't mind.
Go.
And this, you could tell me how typical this might have been. My father was an extreme athlete. He spent much of his life involved in athletic careers, even though that wasn't his career. But he was a boxer, and he was a football player, and he was a baseball player, semi-pro and pro. He, in his 84th year, suffered a stroke when he was 51. He was diagnosed with a fibrillator or whatever. What's
atrial
it called?
Fibrillation.
Atrial, yeah. So they put him on Coumadin, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And his blood thinned out. And then, so he managed it. I mean, after you and I have talked so many times about this, I figure if I'd have known what I know then, what I know now then about using magnesium, he might not have had the problem at all. Anyway, fast forward to he's 84. For whatever the reason, the dosage changed of his Coumadin, and he was on digitoxin or something like that.
Digoxin
as well. So he and I were out in the hay field. He was driving the truck when I was picking up hay, and he opened the door and fell out on the ground. He'd had a stroke. Rushed him to the hospital. 3 or 4 days later, you wouldn't have known he'd had a stroke. And then 2 years later, he has another one. Affects his speech. Doesn't affect anything else. He's 88. He has another stroke. It doesn't affect it. It sort of it was kind of confusing because it for a while affected his walking a little bit, but he played golf every day of his life, and he seemed to walk it off. And then when he was 91, he had a stroke that basically killed him in 4 or 5 months. So, and by the way, I think I said this to you once, I felt guilty because he took care of the garden, and we had lots of green vegetables, spinach and stuff, and there's a lot of vitamin K in that. And so after he died, I had the stroke, the doctor said, well, I don't understand. He had lots of vitamin K in his blood. And I said, well, he picked spinach and had some. And, so I sort of thought to myself, geez, did I kill my father by having him, exposed to all of this vitamin K? The doctor said no, but under the circumstance, I wonder how his life would have been different if he'd had statins, Ken. I guess that's, as I tell you the story, I wonder out loud how his life and others, because there weren't statins around
exactly
50 years ago. This would have happened to him. He was born, it would have been in 1965 or 6 is when he first had the problem.
Well, he probably would have been around a lot longer, and there were a number of things that would have helped him be around a lot longer had he lived today. We have better drugs today for preventing clots when you go into atrial fibrillation. We have better drugs for preventing strokes and heart attacks, to keeping the circulation open so that clots don't form, plaques don't rupture, vessels don't explode in the circulation to the brain or the heart. So that's progress. And I'm sure 10, 20, 30 years from now, we'll be amazed at what benefits we have then and look back and feel the same way. So that's just the progress of medicine.
Yeah. Progress is our most important product. Okay, let's talk for a minute about these folks that help to bring your presentation to us every week. Most of us are serious about our health. That's why we're listening to this program. That's why you're listening to Ken, because you're serious about your health. So, if you want to do something to support your circulation, your heart health, blood pressure, all of that stuff, and have amazing energy at the same time and great stamina, and then you take Ken's advice to get into the beet business. Beets in a glass. Super beets. You take it from there, Ken.
Exactly. And we're talking about advances in medicine. And this is an amazing advance. When I was in medical school, we didn't even talk about this. We didn't know about it. In 1988, it was discovered that there's a third gas important to the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide called nitric oxide. It's a communicating signal throughout the body, tells the body to do things. Processes can't occur. Blood vessels can't relax and open up to let the red blood cells bring oxygen from head to toe unless you have enough nitric oxide. You have to continuously make nitric oxide. And if you don't have the building blocks already present, you're not going to make nitric oxide. This discovery was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1998. So based on good scientific evidence to keep the body functioning well, to keep your blood pressure well, to keep the energy level up.
It speaks for itself, and you get free shipping too, by the way. I mentioned Dr. Ken. Superbeats at 800-655-4183. Excellent. 21 after. Good day, health.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, so Ken.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text BUILD to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text BUILD to 35517. That's BUILD to 35517.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer: the Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If you're burning up with questions, you can send the questions along to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com, or on Twitter, at DougStefan. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida. Those of you who are close enough to throw a stone into Ken's backyard, want to make an appointment to see him. I don't know why he'd throw a stone in his backyard, but, you know, that's a figure of speech. This is an area that's pretty easily reached. It's a nice area of Florida. Not what you'd expect. It's not hot, and, well, I suppose it is, but this little town is like Pleasantville. it's been all, and the years I've been going there, it's been completely rebuilt. Some neat little places to stay there, but you wouldn't think it would be the focal point of a cardiological experience, but it is. So you want to check out Ken at his facility, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400, to make an appointment. That's 352-735-1400 for Ken's office. I'll tell you, you won't have a better experience with a doctor checking you from head to toe as you will at Ken's place. That's what you just got to say, Lake Cardiology. Let's just call it Ken's place. What do you think? New sign, neon sign, downtown Madura. Ken's place, and an arrow pointed up the street. Come to Ken's place. All right, next up on the hit parade of information this week, our pals at the FDA, I don't know whether I think this is good or I don't know what to think. Give me your off on the FDA approval this week.
Well, this is good news. In 2017, this year, the National Institutes of Health, they estimate that over 21,000 people, Doug, will be diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, and over 10,500 patients will die from this disease. And there is hope. That's the good news. This week, the FDA approved a new drug called INHIFA. Let me spell that. I as in Ida, D-H-I-F-A. It's from Celgene. It's to treat adults with relapsed or refractory acute myeloid leukemia. Doctors call this AML. This is a biotech drug. It uses monoclonal antibodies. This is really the state-of-the-art, newbie type of mechanism, and this is a lot of hope.
It is. Hope personified. All right, so that's good medical news. Now, the question comes with another report on sugar. and what the end results are, not the immediate results.
Exactly.
Of sugar. I have sugar cravings. I have caramel candy in the refrigerator, chocolate. I have ice cream. I have things that I'm pretty good about staying away from blueberry pie lately and cakes because of the icing, but the other stuff gets there. So I never thought about this, the idea that sugar may make me sad, or
exactly.
You have so much of it. How does this figure out?
Published this week in Scientific Reports, we usually think, as you're suggesting, that to put a smile on our face, we're in a bad mood, let me go get some sugar, get a sugar fix, and everything will be better. But it's not what we always think. There appears to be a link, Doug, between a diet high in sugar, and we're not talking about natural sugar like fruit, and common mental disorders such as anxiety and depression. The mechanism seems to be adverse changes in brain chemistry and increased in inflammation and also causing obesity. I recommend reducing daily intake of added sugars, that is all sugar, excluding the sugar that is naturally found in fruit, vegetables, and milk, to less than 5% of total energy intake.
Really? Okay. So, what do you do?
I avoid
processed
foods.
No, but you just sugar. Come on. You like
very
stuff,
little.
Right? Yeah, no ice cream?
A little bit of
ice cream. Cone.
That's probably where I get it from. Frozen yogurt. Yeah. But I eat a lot of fruit juice. Drink a lot of fruit juice and take a lot of fruits. That's where I get most of my sugar from. Maybe some frozen yogurt.
Really? Frozen yogurt. That's a lousy experience. I had the biggest small ice cream cone yesterday I've ever had in my life. And I didn't feel good after I finished it, actually. It was too much. And that's what happens sometimes. You just get too much of this stuff. Little in moderation, you're all right. 28 past the hour.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with the final installment of my 2017 Back-to-School Buyer's Guide. LG's Gram laptop weighs in at barely over 2 pounds, making it the perfect computer for busy students on the go. LG Gram's sleek design includes a touchscreen, fingerprint ID sensor, along with extended battery life, and its pricing starts under $1,000. The blue light emitted from tech device screens can hurt young eyes. Zeiss makes innovative lenses to protect young eyes as they head back to school. Zeiss's DuraVision Blue Protect Lens Coating promotes healthy, comfortable eyes by filtering harmful wavelengths of blue light. Canon's Pixma TS6020 wireless inkjet all-in-one printer provides students with important features, including two convenient paper trays and fast, affordable two-sided color printing. It's currently on sale at shop.usacanon.com for under $100. iHome's IBT232 is the ultimate clock radio for students going back to school. It features dual alarms, wireless Bluetooth audio, and a built-in speakerphone and USB charging port. Priced under $50, it can be found at iHomeAudio.com and retailers nationwide. Staples helps parents, students, and teachers successfully shop for back to school by providing a wide assortment of trendy and quality products along with their Staples 110% price match guarantee. Best of all, Staples convenient one-stop shopping in-store or online. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm senior editor David Gregg.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof, and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Are you responsible for making your company's logo stand out at any event? If so, we're about to make your job a whole lot easier and make you look like a rock star. We're 4imprint, promotional item experts who can put your logo on your choice of thousands of high-quality promotional products at great prices. All the latest trends, popular brands, and exclusive items for maximum impact. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT22 to 642642. At 4imprint, we make any order of any size easy and worry-free. We also offer free art assistance and guarantee to deliver what you need on time through helpful customer service that's second to none. When all eyes are on you and your logo, no one can make you shine like 4imprint. Discover the top 3 promotional items for free by texting ACT22 to 642642. That's ACT22 to 642642.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades. All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
Now 34 after the hour, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's the medical expert in this hour of the program. We spent a lot of time going through some of the stories about how your system works, about how your body works, or what will be the future of how your body works, and what happens if you do this, that, or the other thing. It's all about input. So the final medical story before we get into some of the other things that are floating around this week from Ken's point of view. This information about breastfeeding, what I find, why don't you explain what's been found in the research, and then I'll tell you why I don't, in my experience, agree with the finding.
Ah, this is out of the American Institute for Cancer Research this week, Doug. It is not always possible for moms to breastfeed, so they shouldn't feel stressed out if they can't. But for those who can, the news this week is that breastfeeding can offer cancer protection for not only for mom, but also for the child. The risk of breast cancer apparently drops 2%, Doug, for every 5 months a woman breastfeeds. And also, breastfed babies, they're less likely to gain excess weight as they grow, which reduces their cancer risk later in life. In adults, being overweight or obese increases the risk for 11 common cancers.
Okay. So the reason I have a story is because I have the experience through my former wife who breastfed both of our children, my son and my daughter. My daughter was breastfed for 24 months, maybe even longer than that. My son, 19 months. She used a breast pump when she was working because she was a school teacher, so she wasn't. I've forgotten all how the timing worked, but anyway, she died from complications of breast cancer. And yet, she had spent a good deal of time during the first years of their lives, both of them, breastfeeding. Excuse me. So I guess I find or I wonder how to apply this here based on my experience in a way, Ken.
Well, you have a study with N, number of subjects, equal to 1. Mm. And that's just not valid research. It's not enough of a big population to make good conclusions about.
No,
and
I'm just telling you my experience and wondering about that.
This study doesn't mean that it's going to prevent in everybody. It's a risk issue. It lowers the risk in a large population. And you might say that she certainly is an outlier. She doesn't fit happened to the great population of these studies. This report was an accumulation of numerous studies in tens of thousands of people. And there are going to be people like your ex-wife who, no matter what you would do, because of her, I would imagine she had some gene gifts she wished she didn't have.
Well, she also, I chuckle about this, but maybe this is where I started to go off on Monsanto. She claimed, because in early years on the farm, I'm talking about when we were in our 20s in the 1970s, there was a lot of Monsanto Roundup and that sort of thing around the farm that she was exposed to. And she may have been right, even though I didn't give her much credence then, as I got more knowledgeable about Monsanto and their monstrous products, I guess I gave it some more thought. I always thought there were three things when it came to breast cancer or any kind of cancer.
Did she smoke?
Never.
Nope. What about her family history? In the days before we could do the gene testing.
Right. Her father didn't smoke, didn't drink much.
What about breast cancer in her relatives?
Well, her mother disowned her when she was young, and she didn't really know much about her mother.
So she didn't know her mother or grandmother, maternal grandmother?
No.
Sisters?
Yeah, I don't think she had any from what I remember.
So it's hard to really know her genetics. But
When Megan became of age, she had all the tests to find out
exactly.
If there was
what
a link.
What did they find there?
Didn't find that she had the genetic pool.
Okay.
So she was
good, safe.
And Megan breastfed Miles for about 9 or 10 months, I think, and continued to use the breast pump for a while.
So there's a 4% decrease in risk.
Yeah, right. So anyway, that's our story, but there are lots of stories in the Naked City, as they say, and everybody different. But I believe, to go back to the risk thing, in my experience, cancer, or what I think is how the pieces of the puzzle fit together, your cancer risk is directly related to your stress level in your life.
Important.
To what you eat.
Important.
And to your heredity. Would you agree with that?
And your environment.
Well, eating and environment I would put together, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You agree with that?
Yes. And you mentioned smoking in there.
Well, I think the exposure to elements that are not natural. And there are all kinds of those things, whether it's chemicals, the chemicals that are in tobacco. I mean, that stuff that they put in there to hook you, the tar, the nicotine, what that does to your system, my God, it's anybody can think that lighting up something and burning, putting smoke in your system isn't going to do you harm has got to have rocks in their head.
And then viruses probably play a role also.
Yeah. Right. And why don't you differentiate between viruses and bacteria? Because bacteria don't have the same impact as the viral stuff.
Well, viruses, they're all microorganisms, and viruses tend to get more inside the cell and do their deeds, their dastardly deeds, by crossing across the cell membrane, getting inside and playing around with our genetic material. Mm-hmm. And that's why the viruses often can create mutations in the reproductive signals and information and produce these cancers, whereas the bacteria work more outside the cell membrane. Mm-hmm.
All right, so to sort of put a cap on this conversation, there's interesting research out this week that I saw about the chronic fatigue syndrome that people who have a certain problem in their immune system leads them to have chronic fatigue. And I don't know about that either. I'm sort of confused by this because I have had it be my connection to it. Was because I got sick on a boat and and got what is Epstein-Barr, right? Isn't that what's connected to chronic fatigue syndrome?
One of the possible associations,
right.
Yes. It's a virus.
So, yeah. All right. So anyway, this research looking at 580 people finds that 17 markers of inflammation are higher in individuals with symptoms of chronic fatigue. So there's a stronger link between chronic fatigue syndrome and your immune system than previously thought. I would have thought that'd be the first place you'd go. If you have a weakened immune system, that's what I was told. My immune system was so dysfunctional at that moment that the chronic fatigue like went in like a flush into a vacuum.
Right. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a mixture of things. I mean, we really are studying this. We really don't quite totally understand all of the causes. We think we understand some of them, viral infections, immune system problems, hormonal imbalances. But I think there's still a lot to be learned and understood. But suspicious viruses do include Epstein-Barr virus, human herpes virus, mouse leukemia virus. But these are still areas where more research needs to be done.
Does one lead to the other as you went through those three things?
These are viruses that have been associated with chronic fatigue, but no conclusive link has yet been found.
Well, but we do know that inflammation causes, it's a root cause of most diseases. Most problems are because it's slow burn, right?
Whether it's, and there are some minor impairments in the immune system in people with chronic fatigue, but it's not really well understood enough yet.
No, but they're doing more research, so now it's
a very
more
active area of research.
Right. Okay, got it. I hope that was helpful. 43 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with the final installment of my 2017 Back to School Buyer's Guide. LG's Gram laptop weighs in at barely over 2 pounds, making it the perfect computer for busy students on the go. LG Gram's sleek design includes a touchscreen, fingerprint ID sensor, along with extended battery life, and its pricing starts under $1,000. The blue light emitted from tech device screens can hurt young eyes. Zeiss makes innovative lenses to protect young eyes as they head back to school. Zeiss's DuraVision Blue Protect Lens Coating promotes healthy, comfortable eyes by filtering harmful wavelengths of blue light. Canon's Pixma TS6020 wireless inkjet all-in-one printer provides students with important features, including two convenient paper trays and fast, affordable two-sided color printing. It's currently on sale at shop.usacanon.com for under $100. iHome's IBT232 is the ultimate clock radio for students going back to school. It features dual alarms, wireless Bluetooth audio, and a built-in speakerphone and USB charging port. Priced under $50, it can be found at iHomeAudio.com and retailers nationwide. Staples helps parents, students, and teachers successfully shop for back to school by providing a wide assortment of trendy and quality products along with their Staples 110% price match guarantee. Best of all, Staples convenient one-stop shopping in-store or online. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm senior editor David Gregg.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a report from the Food and Drug Administration announcing a new plan to lower the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. Yeah. Why don't they just eliminate cigarettes? The FDA reports that tobacco is responsible for 500,000 deaths a year in our country alone and millions around the world. What an outrage. The fact these people even get government subsidies, woof. A large amount of the deaths caused by addiction. The goal of the new regulation is to lower the amount of nicotine to non-addictive levels. FDA reports that about 90% of adult smokers started smoking before they were 18, gets into your system, and stays there, the addictive items. And so then there are nicotine gums and skin patches and those e-cigarettes. the FDA doesn't think they work. They are trying to encourage other things. There are those who support e-cigarettes. And then there's the American Lung Association, Center for Disease Control, and others who say we need more regulation. This is so obvious. It is so dumb. It really is. The whole thing is dumb. People, I'm not going to say people who smoke are dumb, but it is dumb to smoke. It really is. There's nothing good that comes from using tobacco. And can you say the same thing about marijuana? I don't know at this point whether you can or you can't. But I sure know that tobacco manufacturers don't want to hear you or hear me talking about what they're putting into the cigarettes to make them more addictive. And so now, remember, they used to give away cigarettes to the men and women in the service. Supposedly gave it to them for free because they wanted to help them out. And in reality, what they were doing was getting them addicted to their products. So when they get out, they'd buy them. That's the story. Food for thought. All right. So Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, looking at your health. The Coca-Cola Company and the American Beverage Association, Ken, are being sued for deceiving the public about the beverages they peddle. Huh? Telling people that this stuff is good for you? I don't know. I didn't think I ever saw that. The action was filed by a minister of a church, and the complainants blame obesity and diabetic problems that happen a lot in the black community on Coke's deceptive advertising practices. I find this fascinating. Consumers becoming more informed about the dangers of drinking this junk. It's inevitable that they are concerned about what it may have done if they've been drinking it for a long time. So this lawsuit questions the methods Coca-Cola has adopted and used to sell their soda, and it could be another nail in the coffin of these very profitable drinks. You know, in most supermarkets where the soda is lined up, it's the most profitable aisle in the store. They put it right in the middle. Think about this. Next time you go into the supermarket, anybody?
Yes, I'm thinking about it. That is
Coca-Cola is right in the middle of the store. All that stuff. Right in the middle of the store. So what's the alternative to sodas? We already found out today that corn syrup, aspartame, all that stuff, that's not good for you. So what if you like, I drink lemonade and things like that, if I want something refreshing. I never thought Coca-Cola was refreshing. Did you?
No, I don't drink it.
But you must have at one point. I don't drink it either, but at one point in your time, haven't you had a glass of Coca-Cola or tasted it?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Did you think it was thirst-quenching?
No.
No, I didn't at all. As a matter of fact, it has the opposite effect on me. But it just shows you how good... God love us, those of us who run our businesses on advertising. Thank you, Coke, for spending all the money, but what you're telling people isn't true. These people, I think they've got something. You know, they can sue Coca-Cola, get a lot of dough out of them and a lot of dough out of the American Beverage Association, and these guys will still keep selling their crap. But, according to the suit, it recharges your mitochondria. And that's, what is the mitochondria? What's that? What does that do?
They're the energy powerhouse, the boilers of the cell. They make the energy.
Okay. So what does it do, the sugar and the stuff, if it recharges it, why wouldn't that be good?
Well, we talked all about the dangers of sugar. Sugar makes us obese.
Yep.
Sugar damages the brain that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. And just all of the problems of obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and these raise havoc with heart disease and stroke.
So, to avoid, what is a good drink that's thirst-quenching? These vitamin C drinks are supposedly all sugar. You know, a lot of this stuff is just sugar. So what do you drink? Is it just water? Is the safest thing? And even that, you don't know whether it's any good or not anymore.
Well, it is a challenge. I mean, you can have tea in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all of these, you know, go into the aisle. There are now these sports drinks without sugar in them. There are these zero drinks that have very low calories that don't have much in them but water and some electrolytes. Go through the aisle.
All right. There it is, the advice on staying well. That's what we're all about, wellness here. Good Day Health, 10 before the hour.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Three after the hour now, it's time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts here on the program, with an overview of some of the big stories in some of the medical journals this week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Superbeats. Actually, we want to spend as much time as we can here understanding this new information from geneticists who have repaired a mutation in a human embryo. This sounds like science fiction, but apparently not, Ken, right?
Exactly. This is ready for prime time. This is very interesting. We, unfortunately, have all heard of the person running down the field, not scoring the touchdown because they suddenly collapse, have what cardiologists call sudden cardiac death. And the most common cause, Doug, of sudden cardiac death is due to a thickening of the heart muscle. What used to be called idiopathic hypertrophic subaortic stenosis is a mouthful. Now it's called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's just a thickening of the heart muscle. And when the heart contracts, it obstructs the propulsion, the outflow of blood from the heart. And this is due to a mutation in one of the parents. It's a single gene mutation. You get hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's pretty common. It's about 1 in 500 births. And the news is that there's a first-ever experiment. The geneticists, they've successfully modified a human embryo to remove the mutation that causes this life-threatening heart condition. And this is the first study to demonstrate that a gene editing technique can be used in human embryos to convert mutant genes back to their normal version. So this is a big deal. And the amazing thing is that according to the World Health Organization, there are more than 10,000 human diseases that result from mutations in just a single gene. So this technique could help cystic fibrosis, cancers that are caused by mutated BRCA genes, many, many different common illnesses. So this is a big deal.
It's referred to as gene editing, which I find fascinating.
It's almost creepy, that term, but
isn't it? Yeah.
Well,
so I have a quick question, Ken, on the gene editing thing. So if it's an embryo, there's a way to screen an embryo then to see if this mutation exists?
Correct. So you bring a male and a female genes together, and there's a discrete area in the DNA that can be now screened for, and you see that area is not right, and you can just get rid of it and then put the genes together and you eliminate the problem.
Now, is this something that in the future we'll see in utero being done? So if a woman's pregnant and then she wants to know, does my baby have this genetic mutation? Is this something they'll be able to fix once she's already pregnant? Or does this have to happen before an embryo is implanted?
Well, before fertilization occurs. And that's where this has gone. The fertilization has occurred to produce the embryo. And the problem is, legally, we can't continue the experiment in America right now. Mm. And that's the real challenge. There's a lot of ethical concerns about doing all this and where are we going to go. My own feeling is that there is so much potential to this kind of research in solving these illnesses that run in families, exclusively in families, that it would be unfortunate if we couldn't pursue this in a very careful way.
But the medical ethicists will have a field day.
We all will, because imagine what this would allow us to do.
Yeah. All right, real good. That's a great background story and very good explanation, Ken. Thank you. Let's explain to people what my mother, your mother, always said to us: what you eat is who you are. And of course, that's correct. The stuff that comes in Super Beets is great for your brain, for your body. Why? What is there about this that presents the ability for us to have healthy blood flow?
In 1988, we discovered, Doug, that there's a third gas in the body, nitric oxide, besides oxygen and carbon dioxide, which is fundamental to the whole body from head to toe functioning properly. It's a signaling molecule, and you have to continuously remake this from building blocks. And if you don't have this gas, the body doesn't function properly. It's especially used by the body to open up the blood vessels so that the red blood cell can deliver oxygen from head to toe. So you need the building blocks, and there's a product out there. Super Beets can give you a big boost of nitric oxide. Neo 40, another product from Neogenes, can give you the building blocks to keep a good maintenance level.
Maintain and get better circulation. 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.